What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone.
Mike, I can't believe you remember that one. I'm never alone. The last episode, you forgot.
I'm never alone, Chinese best friend. You're always here.
Yeah.
Are you homeless, Chinese best friend?
Yeah, I am, because I'm always in the background of Michael Blackson.
You are my shadow. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give a big welcome to the first female black, transgender comedian. Am I right? Am I saying this right? Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Pink Fox is in the building, ladies and
Pink
gentlemen.
Pink Fox! Woohoo!
I don't know what kind of fox it is, but it's Pink Fox, but she's wearing all black right now. If you're feeling that, if you know that you're a woman, would you want to be with a man as well?
No, I don't like men. I'm not attracted to men.
Damn. That's the coolest transgender on earth.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro.
We both like the same things. Pussy.
Yeah. Real shit.
I'm going to hang with you then.
But I think that's why everybody fucks with me.
Yeah, because you like pussy. You're not like, you like, I don't like dick.
Because you know what? In that moment, you have to see that that's kind of like a teaching moment, right? Just me being myself. Because just because you're trans, it doesn't mean that you like men. That's not what that means. That means you identify as female. You identify how you identify, right? Whatever you're attracted to, that's sexual identity. Gender identity and sexual identity are two different things. My gender identity is female. My sexual identity is lesbian because I date and like women. That's what I fuck with, right? And they fuck with me. And, you know, and I got some bad ones.
Some bad bitches.
I got some bad ones, Mike.
With vaginas.
Yes, all day long.
Wow. How you feel about Dave Chappelle?
Yeah. I love Dave. Let me tell you what about Dave. So if you watch The Closer on Netflix and you watch the credits, you'll see me in a picture with Dave.
Oh, for real?
And I don't know if y'all pan the photos and shit, but me, Anderson .Paak, Dave, Dave's wife, all in a photo together in the credits of The Closer. So I fuck with Dave.
That's dope, man.
And he was very nice to me, very gracious. And, you know, I got nothing but respect for him. He's an elder in the comedy community. And although his views are a bit askew, I would love to add the opportunity to just, you know, further educate him or give him a different perspective.
Mm-hmm. You think that's why his views are a little askew, because he don't understand?
I think that, you know, it's a deeper thing to it. Being black, mm-hmm. African-American men. Mm-hmm. I think that there is a history of lack of understanding of the LGBTQIA community within that community. And because of that, there are microaggressions, macroaggressions, violence, and things mm-hmm. like that.
I mean, because I know, you know, with everybody being proud and coming out and letting everybody know who they are now, we go back to the 90s. And mind you, I'm sure women were feeling this way in the 80s and 90s, too. They just just kept it to themselves. Is that what happened?
Well, I think that there's an amount of oppression that happens when anyone is different, right? Yeah. And those protections happen through organizing and marching and displays of, hey, we're being mistreated over here, so we need representation to help us make it past this. So like since Stonewall, you know, we've been fighting for that equality. And I mm-hmm. think the thing that the special lacks in short is the viewpoint of the black transgender. You know, it's more about white people and white transness more than it is being black. And then that within itself is a bit of erasure, which, once again, I'm not saying was on purpose. I'm just saying that I understand, because he literally says in the special, my problem is not with the transgender community. Mm-hmm. It's with white people. But the thing about that is, before he recorded that and before he said that on stage, he said that to me when I met him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Did he know where you was?
He knew exactly. I met Dave. He said, you're Pink Fox. I've heard great things about you. Because I'm friends with Jeff Ross. You
think
the
LGBT community is going to ever forgive Dave?
I think that there needs to be an understanding of where Dave is coming from and why Dave feels the way he feels. And I also need there to be an understanding of what it means to be a comedian.
Right.
Because if we look at people like George Carlin, there's always someone who's raising a finger and saying, hey, wait a minute, mm-hmm. the societal norm, when broken down, makes me feel like this, and this is what's going on with this and that. And even Lenny Bruce, the societal norm back then was to be segregated and to treat black people a certain type of way. He stood up against that, you know. And because of that, he was jailed many times on stage for just stating his opinion, wow. in a vulgar way, albeit, but still. So I think that going against the status quo, even though the status quo at this point is making sure that people are not being mistreated or oppressed just for their identities, there's still this one man standing up and saying, I have a problem with this, and this is why. And it's less of a... Go ahead, Mike.
But what I mean, what happened to freedom of speech, though? Like, what you could talk about... I thought that's what made America great. You talk about whatever you want to talk about, regardless of what it is. Yeah. And especially being a comic, I never thought that we should be... We comedians at the end of the day. You know, it's our job to just make fun of anything that we want to make fun of.
I understand that. Mm-hmm. But let me ask you a question.
Right.
Where's the line between freedom of speech and hate speech?
Okay, that is true. Definitely, I agree to that.
Because if there was a Nazi comedian and he was spewing all this hatred for who he doesn't like, would we still have the same or extend the same graciousness to him for just being himself?
But Dave's not saying he don't like them, right?
But the one thing that was conflicting to me and which helped me understand that Dave still lacked an understanding fully was that he said the phrase, trans women are women, and then proceeded to call himself a TERF, which is a trans-exclusionary radical feminist whose slogan is trans women are not women. You can't have both.
Oh, okay. So, okay. And that's the part you don't like, because you're a trans woman. You're a woman.
That was the part, yes. And that was the part in my, you know, my eyes. And that was the part that I understood at that moment when he said, I believe trans women are women, and then turned around and said, I'm a TERF. I said, oh, okay, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
What the fuck you mean by I'm a TERF?
TERF is a trans-exclusionary radical feminist. So there's a branch of feminists that don't believe trans women are women, that feel like trans women are infringing on their rights as women and occupying spaces in which they deem sacred, as in the restroom and dressing rooms and things like that. And they don't want that, right? They think that these are just men with dresses on. They don't give that same understanding because of their reasoning and their feelings toward our community. And once he aligned himself with that, I think that's really what struck a chord in our community, where they said, wait a minute, you're calling yourself a TERF? I think that was louder than him saying that trans women are women.
Okay.
Because there's two conflicting opinions, you know?
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Marasoka Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, mother sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
Yeah, like I said, artists are new to me. Totally uneducated when it comes to this whole gay life and LGBTQ. Did I forget any letter?
IA, but that's you don't have to say
IA
all that.
For
intersex and asexual.
Jesus Christ, a lot more coming out.
When did the letters came out? Like,
so here's the thing. So as we identify more branches within our community and really define what it means to be who we are, because there are so many different variations of a queer person or someone that is just not heteronormative, that we're working our best to make sure everyone feels represented and identified properly. And no one wants to feel as though they've been dropped by the wayside.
Will a bitch ass nigga be imported to LGBTQ?
No, but I'll inquire about that for you, Mike. We'll put BAS
LGBTQIB.
I might be an LBJ. I'm a bitch ass nigga. I don't like to fight. I don't argue. You know.
No, same, same. You
know. Okay.
I like to say this on stage. I say, I might be a bitch nigga, but I ain't no bitch nigga. You understand? So, you know, it's just a whole thing.
Do you guys have a meeting every week?
No, there is no meeting every week per se that I go to, but there are meetings and we do organize. And I think that's one of the things about the LGBTQIA community that is different. We have everyone from every nationality pushing for one goal.
Oh.
Can you name another movement like that?
That's the best movement I've ever heard.
All right. So there is where that phrase, the word dyke came from. Do you have, what is a dyke?
I think back in the day, that was just derogatory. It was just derogatory for a butch lesbian.
Is it like a nigga?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know if it's nigga, but it's darky.
Oh, okay.
I have something that I think with regard to TERF.
Yeah.
As it relates to sports. Okay, trans women that want to compete against heteronormative women in athletics.
Okay, cisgender women is what you're talking about. No, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. So I was having a conversation with Fallon Fox. You know who Fallon Fox is? Fallon Fox was the first transgender MMA fighter. I literally just talked to Fallon before I left for my flight to DC. Right? So we all talk. Most of us talk. If you live in Hollywood or you in LA or you've made some sort of headline, we know each other. That's the thing. So I was talking to Fallon, and Fallon was like, I said, what you think of the special? She said, she didn't approve. And then I gave her my experience with Dave.
With the closer?
Yeah, the closer. Okay. And I gave her my experience with Dave personally. And then she also brought up a segment in which Bill Burr didn't refer to her by name, but called her a dickless man. And, you know, and I just had to say, because I know Bill too. And Bill's very friendly to me, and he knows.
So she's a trans, woman.
Yeah, no, born AMAB, assigned male at birth.
But why is dickless? What do we mean?
Well, because you know, I guess he was just trying to be funny, man.
Oh, I thought did she remove?
No, I don't know what she has in her pants.
Oh, you don't ask?
No, I didn't ask. But that's not what makes you trans. It has nothing to do with that. It's a brain chemistry situation.
Ah, so you could have both, even.
You can have anything.
So when
you
is
have
it when
both, it's intersexed.
Oh, that's the other letter you just put in there.
Yeah,
right?
That's the I.
Intersex?
Yeah.
Intersex.
Intersex, you got no. That's so you going to tell somebody, hey, you're not supposed to be intersex. It's wrong to be intersex. Exactly. If you're born with like a penis. Right. Yeah, you're born like that. What the fuck?
Damn.
So it's a lot of lack of understanding. You want to know the truth is, man, so my management reached out to me and they wanted me to write something on how I feel about the whole situation. And I've been really hesitant and slow to speak about it. But, you know, I blame slavery. I blame slavery and the attack on black masculinity and the slowed or lack of understanding of the LGBTQIA. Because for many years, after being oppressed for 400, it was any type of weakness was deemed as counterproductive, especially dealing with things like Black Wall Street, especially dealing with things coming out of slavery and trying to grow as a people and gain our respect in society, in the society we'd been kidnapped into. You know what I mean? I think that's the issue within itself lies in understanding what it really means to be suppressed as a culture and not allowed to grow, and then forcing the growth, and now all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but years later, wanting everyone to understand everything immediately. There needs to be a little bit of grace given.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by iHeart Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.